Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And welcome back. Hey, it's Sam Crowley with a bonus podcast today. I did an interview. I don't do a lot of interviews, but I love when I come across great topics. And what better than health, wellness, nutrition, how to recharge your body, how to get more energy. So these are my friends, Dr. Liz Cruz and her partner, Tina Nunziato. Dr. Liz is board-certified gastroenterologist. She's been an MD for, over 25 years. Liz is a holistic nutrition expert, and between the two of them, man, they are helping a lot of people. And I just want you to hear the message about how you can start right now. It doesn't take a lot. Take baby steps and rejuvenate yourself. Get more energy. Be healthier. I'm always talking about that. Even if you don't have the Vitamix blender and you don't have time to get to the gym and do all that stuff. It was a really great interview. I want to thank Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina for coming on board and really sharing just a wealth of knowledge. Check them out. Go to Dr. Liz Cruz, D-R-L-I-Z, Dr. Liz Cruz, C-R-U-Z, drlizcruz.com, and learn from them, man. Anyway, here's the interview. Wherever you are right now, whether you're in the car, at the gym, hanging out, going for a walk, it's really solid content that will help you, I'm telling you right now. Check it out. Here we go. My interview with Dr. Liz and Tina.
All right, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Podcast. It's Sam Crowley, your host of the number one motivational show. Today we have an interview. Don't see very many interviews, but when I get a good one, I want to make sure I pass it along to the audience over 100 countries around the world. And who does not want to know how to get healthier? And today I have amazing guests and friends of mine that I'm going to introduce in just a second. Why don't I do it right now? Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato, are you guys on the line?
Yeah. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Good. Thank you.
Good. I think people are wondering, wow, these people must be world famous now to be on the podcast. So,
if we know Sam Crowley, we must be world famous.
Just by osmosis. Isn't that how it works?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, let me at least give you a proper introduction as best I can, and then I want to chat how we met, what you guys are doing, and adding a ton of value in digestive health and just general nutrition as well. But Dr. Liz Cruz owns her own practice, and she's in Phoenix, Arizona, board-certified in gastroenterology. She's a speaker. She's a trainer running her own event. She's a doctor. Liz, what can I say? I mean, you're an MD. You got to be like one of the top 100 smartest people in the world, right?
That's right. We've got an amazing practice. All the thanks to God for, being able to have this practice. We opened up in our doors in 2007. And when most small practices have been getting gobbled up by, being bought out by hospitals and big super groups, somehow by the grace of God, our doors are still open.
That's awesome. Well, also, it takes God and it takes a little bit of marketing. Wouldn't you agree?
That's right. A little bit of work.
Yeah.
That's where Tina Nunziato comes in. Tina is certified in holistic nutrition. She's the part owner, office manager as well, Dr. Liz Cruz. Tina, you have a BS in marketing with honors. I never knew that until I looked on the site from Arizona State University. Tina, that is amazing. Amazing.
Go Devils.
Go Sun Devils, yes. Back in the day, growing up in Bradford, PA, I don't know why I wanted to go to Arizona State University. And I still
It was warm here, Sam. That's
yes,
why.
The weather. So, Tina, You're the marketer, so you're kind of the person. Dr. Liz is the individual who actually treats the patients from an MD perspective, and you're the
right
marketer. tell us, what's it like being a marketer? I mean, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you got to create momentum, and all throughout the day, you got to drive business. But kind of like the Reader's Digest version, we'll get into a lot of that in this podcast as well, because I really want the audience to hear how you guys are crushing it. But what's an average day like? I mean, what do you do with marketing?
Well, it's changed a lot. I mean, when we first started the practice, I was mostly, hiring and firing and marketing her as a physician, you know, going out to primary care doctors. And actually, I very rarely had to market her because she's one of the very few female GIs in the area, and she speaks Spanish, right? And we're here in Arizona. So yeah. there was a lot of people drawn to her just because of that. So the doors were always, you know, really opening for her right from the start. I think where my marketing really had to come in play was with all the wellness stuff that we started doing, because that became a true challenge, because most MDs don't do wellness, and that was very hard to come up with. How are we going to communicate this to not only the patients but also the referring doctors?
Yeah. What's wellness, though? I mean, if I hear a doctor, I hear that strikes me as wellness. What's the difference between going
right?
And
yes, thank you for asking that. Dr. Cruz will be the first one to tell you that that they're not trained in how to really get the body well, right? They're trained how to diagnose and give a medicine. And a lot of times, and this is kind of what started the whole wellness thing for us, was because she was seeing patient after patient and just was not finding, you know, the cause of their problems, was putting them on medicine. They weren't getting better. You know, they kept coming back with the same symptoms. And she came to me, and because she's the type of doctor who doesn't take "I don't know" for an answer, you know. And she was really tired of putting people on medicine and them not get well, and because she wants to see people well. And so this is very common today for going to the doctor, you know. And we have a lot of patients who tell us they don't feel good. They go to the doctor. The doctor says, "Oh, you have X, Y, or Z. You need to be on this medicine," right? And unfortunately, that's the model of healthcare today. And the medicines are not making us well. You know, they're either helping us live with a disease, kind of putting a Band-Aid on it, or they're making us sicker, and they're giving us other symptoms that now we need to go be on a medicine for that, right? So it's this kind of endless cycle of not wellness.
That's right.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I remember when you guys told me that, I couldn't, like, I believed it because it makes sense, but it's tough for the layperson who's not in that industry every day to understand that when you go to the doctor, you know, like, you think you're going to get better, you know, and it's just, yeah. Liz, let me ask you a question. When you know, 25 years you've been doing gastroenterology, I mean, you're dealing with the digestive system. What are some of the main, I mean, the top few main symptoms or illnesses that you come across in people every single day?
Yeah, we, we're pretty much a bread and butter gastroenterology practice. We mainly do outpatient. But I'm telling you, the bread and butter is, like, we see volumes and volumes. And that's patients coming in with acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, abdominal pain, you know, a lot of people with IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, just patients coming in with no energy. They don't feel well. They have no energy. I think the most striking thing that we started noticing was that we were starting to see a lot of young people. I mean, people, you know, I'm an adult gastroenterologist, so I'm not a pediatrician, but we were seeing older teenagers, like 18, 19-year-old, a lot of people in their 20s and 30s, coming in with the same issues that their parents and grandparents have. And I think that was really what was so striking and really sad for me to be seeing.
Yeah. Is this something that you look at? Is that, I don't know if it's called curable, but is it something that can be prevented? What's going on?
Well, you know, the one thing, the big thing that Tina and I found on our journey, because when I came to her back in, it was probably like about 2008 when I came to her and I said, you know what, there's something wrong. There's something that I'm missing. You know, all these years of training, I could do a colonoscopy in my sleep, prescribe medications like crazy. And, you know, I was prescribing drugs or medicines like candy. And people were still coming in after I do a really complete, thorough workup and not really come up with a real answer, but prescribing medicine like crazy and people still coming in with the same issues. So when we started our journey, we were shocked, Sam. I mean, when we learned about the pharmaceutical industry, the healthcare industry, the food industry, I mean, you know, talk about being shocked. I mean, we were shocked. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, these are things that we didn't learn in any of my training, and I did a lot of years of training, you know, in internal medicine and then gastroenterology, but one of the biggest things that we found was just within our food industry. I mean, you asked, are there things that can be prevented? Absolutely. And I think that one of the biggest reasons that we're seeing so many young people, you know, people in their 20s and 30s, because this is a generation of people that have been basically living on a fast food junk food diet, processed food, the GMOs are a big thing, and so this is a generation where this is what they've grown up on, and now we're seeing the repercussions of it.
Yeah, they're getting sick sooner.
So I know. Well, oh God, what was it? Fat, sick, and nearly dying, nearly dead. Is that the movie I saw? We talked about.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Right. So what's
there's so many movies like that?
What's that?
There's so many movies like that. There's actually a pool of 10 movies that we tell our patients to watch, but yeah.
Where can they get a hold of those movies? You have them on
your
website.
If they go to our website and sign up for our newsletter, you know, it's a gift that we send out everybody the top 10 movies to watch.
And that's drlizcruz.com.
drlizcruz.com.
So it's drliz, L-I-Z, Cruz, C-R-U-Z, drliz, Cruz, drlizcruz.com. Get on there. I'm telling you guys, get on their mail. I'm on your mailing list, and I get your newsletters as well. But those 10 movies are pure gold because when I watched that, I remember it was around New Year's this past year, and we had a coaching call because I coach Tina and Liz, full disclosure as well. We'll talk about their speaking business as well. They brought me on board at the end of last summer to help them with their speaking and selling from the platform, which they're absolutely crushing it. Liz, you're like the silent assassin. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Liz is so, like, quiet, and, you know, she's up there now crushing it from the platform. So you're not fooling anybody, Liz. We'll get to that in just a minute. But what's up with the greens, man? Somebody tell me about the greens, the spinach, the lettuce, and all of the green stuff. What impact did that have on the body, Tina or Liz? Take that one because I love talking about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Greens. I mean, greens – I mean, just simply said, greens are what give life to your body, okay? And, you know, when we're doing our seminars and teaching people, one of the things that we talk about, we take it down to the cellular level, okay? Because, you know, when people go out and eat, they go out to, you know, McDonald's and get a hamburger and fries, get that Big Mac, that dripping those sauces, those gravy sauces, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, no one is thinking about their cells, right? I mean, you don't go and eat and you're thinking about your cells. But the reality is that our bodies are made up of trillions of cells, and those cells are alive. And those cells, whatever you feed those cells, is what your body uses to do what it needs to do and to be able to be healthy or not to be healthy, okay? I mean, we give our body, whatever we feed our body is the fuel that it needs to either be a healthy being where it can, you know, your body was made to heal itself. But if you don't give it the right fuel, what it needs to be healthy, it can't do what it needs to do. And that's why there's so many people that are sick. And so the greens give life to those cells. And people don't eat greens anymore. You know, people eat white processed food. That's right. Junk food, white flour. I mean, everything is processed and refined. And so people do not get the nutrients that they need to make their bodies healthy and so that their bodies can do what they need to do to heal itself.
I don't like the way the greens taste, though, Liz.
That's why we put them in a capsule.
That's right.
Oh,
Yeah, we've got those greens in a capsule. I'm telling you, those things, they're like hotcakes. They sell so fast. We can't keep them on the shelves long enough because
people, what are you talking about? Explain that.
So there's, you know, we tell people all the time, if you're not going to eat your greens, you've got to supplement them. I would much rather see somebody on our greens than on a multivitamin, right, like a Centrum or something like that, because your body's going to respond a lot better to vitamins and minerals coming from real food versus a synthetic capsule, right? So what our greens are, it's literally green food that's been dried and pulverized and put into a capsule, and you take it every day, and it allows you to get those greens in your body that you're not eating.
Is it the same as eating the spinach or avocado?
It is the same. We tell people it's not an excuse for not eating your greens. However, if you refuse to eat greens because you hate them, then you absolutely must supplement them, okay? So, but a lot of people take the greens in addition to eating greens, and it makes them feel even better, give them even more energy.
That's right. And actually, I just want to add in, too, that those vitamins that people buy at, you know, Costco or Sam's or wherever, these Kirkland brand, and, you know, I mean, I'm not dogging any brands at all. I'm just, in general, just trying to bring up the point that these vitamins that are these hard tablets, lots of times, where do I see them? I see them in the colon. During a colonoscopy, there's a vitamin, totally complete, hasn't even been broken down. So that's what's happening with those vitamins that people are taking. I mean, they're not even benefiting from that vitamin.
Yeah, they're just too compressed. The body doesn't have enough time to break them down.
I think people are driving in the car right now. They're on the treadmill and saying, did Liz just say she took the vitamin in the colon? Is that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But you know, Liz, I could send you a picture of that if you want.
Oh, please. Yes, you got my email. Right? Please do that, preferably when I'm having dinner tonight. Let me ask you a question. How many colonoscopies have you done in your life, you think?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. Thousands. I do I do colonoscopies and upper endoscopies, which is an exam where we go into the stomach. But I would say the colonoscopies, I mean, easy, you know, 800, 1,000 a year.
Yeah, you're doing more than that probably.
Yeah.
You're probably doing close to 2,000 a year.
Yeah. And
so do the math.
Let me ask you a question also. I've got the greens part of it. And by the way, you can hear the passion in Tina's voice when she talks about it. Tina gets damn right indignant when you try to have a coffee.
Oh, yes, she is.
I just love you, Sam, and I want you to be well. Okay, get rid of that pumpkin spice, man.
I can't even tell you what I had 20 minutes before I because Tina just goes all bat you-know-what crazy on me. So, anyway, Tina, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I don't have time to exercise. I get the green so I can look. We're lazy as a society. Okay, we just are. We're Netflix. We're internet. We're, you know, sitting on the couch. Whatever it is, we're distracted by every other way other than to get to the gym. But let's just say on a serious note, my life's crazy right now. I get it. I want to be healthy. I want to be in the best shape of my life. But I can't get to the gym all the time because I see all these advertisements that says, work out 30 minutes to an hour a day. I don't like lifting weights. I don't want to go run around my neighborhood 5 miles. How can I get optimum health by taking your supplements to green? By the way, I want to ask when we're done with this also how people can get a hold of those supplements. But the supplements as well as how much do I need to exercise? Really, I'm working, I'm a single mom or a dad that's out and about. How can I get this done?
Yeah, so look, the bottom line is the whole benefit of exercising is sweating. Okay, that's the whole and movement of the body. See, we call it, in our program, we call it movement, not exercise, because there are a lot of different ways that you can move the body that maybe someone wouldn't consider exercising, okay? Even stretching, for example, is really great for the body. So even if you don't have a lot of time, you can spend 5-10 minutes in the morning or before you go to bed just stretching the muscles, okay? We have a lot of patients who haven't exercised in years because they're very heavy, right? And so we tell them, at a minimum, at least stretch. Or at a minimum, go sit in an infrared sauna once or twice a week, okay? These are all tips that we give people because you've got to get the body sweating and moving, right? The movement and the sweat is what allows your body to purge and detox. And your lymph system in your body is one of the biggest systems that gets rid of toxins, okay? But it only moves and cleans the body if there's movement. And I think that's one of the biggest problems in our society today is that we get up, we go to a job, we sit all day, then we come home, we sit in front of the TV all night, then we get up, we go to bed, and we do it all over again. And nobody is moving anymore, which is causing the body to be stagnant. Okay, and because of that lack of movement, we're getting sick. And the lymph is not draining. It's not moving like it should. And so we really encourage people to just stretch the body at a minimum or go, like I said, sit in an infrared sauna. Get that body moving and sweating.
Is that going to help me lose weight, though, and look better?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yes. Well, not stretching. I mean, obviously, you stretching every day isn't. But sitting in an infrared sauna, I'll tell you, sitting in an infrared sauna for 30 to 40 minutes is the equivalent of running 8 miles.
What? What's an infrared sauna? I don't even know what it is.
Yes, an infrared sauna is a special sauna that not all places have, okay? It's not like a regular sauna that you go to at the gym, but it's a little box that you sit in, and it literally sucks the toxins out of the body. It's unbelievable.
Wow. What about like a steam, like your traditional steam?
Not the same. It's not going to have – I mean, you're going to sit in there and you're going to sweat, but it's going to be different sweat. It's amazing, actually. The body is so amazing, Sam. Like, the more – so when Liz came to me, like, all those years ago, and she's like, you know, we've got to do something. You know, I don't know. I can't keep doing this. And I'm looking at her like, what do you want me to do? Like, you're the doctor. You're the one that's got to fix these people, you know? Yeah, and so when we started researching, okay, and we started learning what we were learning, I got so passionate that I went back to school for my certification in holistic nutrition because I wanted to share this message with people because it is sad what is happening in this country. And, you know, when you know the answer to why people are getting so sick, you just want to tell everybody. You know, and you want to tell them it's actually not that hard to get better, right? We tend to make it very complicated, you know, this
we
diet
do.
Or that diet or don't eat this, don't eat that, go to the gym for so many minutes per day. No, it's like it's so much easier than that, okay? And
let me ask you a question. Let me just say, what if I don't have an infrared sauna? I want to sweat. I want to get in shape, but I don't want to go run 8 miles or go to the gym.
Yeah, you just got to find one. Every local city probably has some type of spa-type setting that has an infrared sauna. You just got to track one down on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And find the place that's nearest you and sign up. You know, usually it's like $30 or $40 to go sit in it for 30 or 40 minutes. And you buy a plan with them and you go once or twice a week, you know, for however many months. And then you'll learn to love it and you'll start incorporating it, you know, every week into your life. It's an amazing way to clean out the body.
Hmm. That's pretty wild. So, hey, let me ask you about the supplements. If I wanted those, the green supplements to, you know, so I don't, if let's say I don't want to, you know, I don't Vitamix my spinach today or tomorrow. I just want to do something different. Where do I get them?
Go to our website again, drlizcruz.com. We've got a whole product section out there, and you find them. They're called the Gastro Greens.
Gastro Greens. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And you can order them online. We ship all over the country.
Wow, that's awesome. I get really jacked up talking about this because, you know, my own transformation, not that it's been, you know, better than anybody else's, but I can see it in the energy. I mean, being 48 years old in June, having a newborn baby, I mean, look, 4 girls will put you in your grave early anyway, but, you know, having you guys, and then having a baby Susan and all the challenges that she's had, you got to stay in shape. I mean, you got to be there for your family, and you got to have the energy to be able to get up early, stay up late, do all this, run a business and all that. And you guys are entrepreneurs. Let's shift. So when we met back in the last fall, was it Liz or Tina that reached out and sent the email about speaking?
Yeah, it was actually me, Sam, Liz. And and we'd been listening. You know, Tina heard you about a couple, like 3 years ago
at a
peak event, okay? And then we got on board. We bought your program for podcasting, and we started podcasting, okay? And that was like, I mean, that was like the most amazing thing for our own business, what we were trying to do, the whole podcasting. I mean, such an amazing tool, you know, like our own little radio show, and people love it. We're reaching people with your podcasting that you taught us. We're reaching people all over the world, and so that's been amazing. But then I started listening to your podcast with my 9-year-old, okay, and he loved it. And then you were sending emails, and you sent out something about a speaker vault. I signed up for some speaker vault program that you had, and then you sent an email about doing one-on-one coaching with you, and I told Tina, I was like, we got to do this. Mm-hmm. This guy is amazing. And so we started with you last summer, and we never looked back. Our program is so different, too, ever since we started with you. I mean, you helped us revamp our speaking, and I'm telling you, it's you really have, I mean, we're indebted to you. We're so grateful for everything you've done for us.
So let's say, thank you, by the way, but it's been, we did a number of calls over 3 months, and then you had an event, which an event, I tell people all the time, I mean, look, an event could be 1,000 people. It could be 5 people. It doesn't matter. I mean, an event's an event. If you want to make it an event, then that's what it's going to be. If you want to make it a meeting, then nobody wants to go to meetings. You know, it's all how you position. But you were having these, take me back to the difference between, because I want people to understand the power of sharing your message, all right, the power of getting up in front of a group of people, whether it's 10 people or 10,000. But when you were having these events, take me back, and then we'll talk about what they look like now. But when you used to have these events on Saturdays in your office, maybe once a month or twice a month, what were you selling? How much were you selling?
We have an online home study program, okay, which is, we call it the DNA for Digestive Health. And it's basically like you get like a little mini holistic nutrition degree when you go through this program. I mean, it takes you soup to nuts. Like, it teaches you about your body. It teaches you about food and water and stress and rest and how to move the body and all these, a lot of things that we've been talking about today. So we have this program. It's all online. And we had, at the time when we started with you, we had like four different plans for this thing, you know, depending on, oh, I just want to come in and have the, get the plan. I don't want any of the products. Oh, I really want the plan plus a little bit of the products. Oh, I want the plan plus a lot of products. Oh, I want the plan plus a lot of products and all of your coaching. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a little confusing for people. And so I think what we've learned now since we've been working with you is that I think there were too many choices and people were getting bogged down in the choices and then wouldn't make a choice at all. Mm-hmm. Right. I think that was the bottom line there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now you put together this entire PowerPoint presentation, and you have your own coaching program, group coaching, as well as digital products that you have available inside your members area. And, you know, I didn't ask you prior to, and look, we'll just do it on the fly here. I don't even know if you're allowed to share, if you guys don't want to share your results selling from the platform, because I don't want to put you on the spot. Are you comfortable or not comfortable with that?
No, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to, because I was like, hey, you know, I probably should ask their permission prior to.
So, we need to sign a disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, definitely.
What was an average? Let me ask you about the supplements. How much in supplements were people purchasing at this event, for example?
We would probably sell, you know, and again, this is based on how many people are coming, right? So I'm going to do it based on people, not necessarily dollar amounts.
Yes.
Let's say if 40 people came, we were probably selling, you know, 10 to 15 people supplements before they walked out of the room. And we were probably only selling maybe two plans.
Okay. What's a plan?
A plan is the DNA online home study program, where you get the access to the members area and all the digital knowledge.
How much were you selling that for?
Anywhere from 300, because this is right, it would depend on what plan they bought. It was anywhere from 300 to 1,500.
Okay. Okay. And plus the supplements. Okay.
Right.
And then, so we started putting your message together with you guys, and the three of us would get on a Skype call. By the way, you're in Arizona. I'm in Cincinnati. It is, we're doing this. I called you at 5:30 in the morning today. Okay.
Yeah.
And we have our coaching calls at 5:30 in the morning once a week, which is amazing. That's dedication. I mean, that's, I don't know if that's crazy or that's
amazing. This is what we do, Sam. We also have four children, so we have to do these things while they're sleeping.
Nobody has that kind of dedication. That's why nobody has the kind of results that you guys are having. It's just, there's a correlation there. So we would do a coaching call every week at 5:30 in the morning, your time, and we would craft your presentation, build your PowerPoint, everything like that. And then Liz went out and she would give her, you guys would do your event on a Saturday. Take me through, because it wasn't 40 people in the room. Maybe it was less.
Right.
Than that.
It was, it's been a lot less lately, and we can talk about why that is. But yeah, she's crushing it. Just this last month, we had 12 people in the room. She had 10 of them. sign up for the DNA plan.
For the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
And was there, so we talk about buying units, meaning if there's 12 people that are in a room, not all of those are buying. There may be husband and wife or partners and things like that. How many buying units were in there out of those 12?
Oh, there were 7 buying units.
And how many signed up for your program?
There 6 signed up for the program.
And how much is your program?
So now the program is about $1,000. It's $997.
So you sold $6,000 out of a possible $7,000 that you could have sold that day. And
yes.
How long did Liz? Liz didn't even stay for the whole presentation.
No, right? She had to leave. It's funny because normally she stays when she's done. She normally stays and helps answer questions. But she had to leave because she had somebody that was in the hospital. So she looked at me and she's like, "I gotta go see this patient." I said, "Yeah, no problem. You know, I'll you know talk to the people." And then it was over and. She was driving home from the hospital, and she called me, and she's like, so how'd we do, you know? Did anybody get it? I was like, yeah, almost everybody. She's like, what?
How long did you speak for, Liz?
For about an hour and a half.
How many doctors make $6,000 an hour?
And not very many.
No.
Especially these days.
Yeah.
Especially with health insurance. And, by the way, doing what they love to do, sharing information that they're passionate about to an audience who really needs to hear it and wants to hear it. I mean, what a difference. And that's not the only time you crushed it. What did you do right at, like, the first of the year? You had
she's been consistently over the last 2 or 3 months getting at least 60% of the room. To commit. And I think because we changed the presentation up so much through you last year, she didn't start doing that new talk until I think it was October or November timeframe.
Yeah.
And you can tell, I mean, whenever somebody's doing a new talk, you know, you could tell she was up there, you know, she's with the notes. I mean, she practiced a lot, but she can't really get into it until she's up in front of the audience doing it, right? And I find that it takes her about 3 or 4 times of doing it in front of the audience where she feels so comfortable. She's not looking at her notes. The passion's coming through. As soon as that started happening and the passion started coming through because she was thinking less about, you know, the slides and the mechanics of it, that was it. I mean, she was crushing it. And people were connecting with her and they're getting the message, you know. And I think there's enough sick people out there that are desiring to be well that it's a no-brainer, you know. It's an absolute no-brainer if they can connect with somebody.
It is. And what you guys are doing now, you're taking your intellectual property, you're packaging it up, you're making it for sale inside of a, you know, a members area on your website, which sounds fancy, but this can be digital videos and audios that you guys create that you can just protect it, whether it's on YouTube or – you know, on your website or anywhere. I know you use Infusionsoft for the delivery of that, but still, what you've done is what every entrepreneur wants to do. You've taken your intellectual property, all the stuff that you've learned, the stuff that you're really passionate about. You found a hungry market that wants to devour that information. Everybody wants to be healthy, but not everybody wants to do what you need to do to be healthy, and I think you've really tapped into something there with the supplements that you have as well as just the training that you know, when you educate people, if you're able to get them out of pain, nobody wants to be sick. But yet, I guess that's another question for either one of you guys. If nobody wants to be sick, yet why do people continually abuse their body by not eating right,
And the thing is, they know, too. Like, they'll look and straight up be like, I know this soda is not good for me. I know that burger is not good for me. I know those french fries aren't good for me. But it's addicting, Sam. It's addicting, okay? The stuff that they're putting in our food these days and our drinks, it's highly addicting, and our brain tells us we want it. And it's very difficult for people to stop that. It's literally like being an addict, okay? I mean, I'll give you just my own personal story. When we started on this journey years ago, you know, we weren't eating a whole lot of fast food, okay? We were maybe eating fast food once a week. I looked at her and I was like, oh, we can stop cold turkey. You know, when we learned about fast food and the chemicals they put in it and how it's not real food, you know, we're like, look, that's not a big deal for us. We can quit that pretty easily, right? So we did. No more fast food going forward, right? And at the time, our now 10-year-old was 3, okay? So this was 7 years ago. And we were actually just talking last night at the dinner table about how on every Friday, I used to take him to go get McDonald's. Okay, that was like our end of the week treat. Well, when we stopped fast food, okay, for 3 weeks straight, this boy banged his head on the back window for McDonald's. Okay,
oh my
now
God.
As a parent, what would most parents do? okay, I will get you McDonald's, okay? This boy was detoxing Sam, all right?
Wow.
Not only him, but me, okay? Maybe fast food once a week. And I, for about a period of 3 months, Sam, I had to squeeze my steering wheel so hard because I wanted to pull in to a Taco Bell or a Burger King.
Yeah.
Or a KFC, okay? This is with eating it once a week. There are people eating it once a day, okay? So imagine how addicted they are to this stuff, and you tell them, oh, you really shouldn't eat fast food, and they're gonna like, I tried, but I can't. You know, this is what the food industry wants, okay? Mm-hmm. They want to feed us nutritionally depleted food that's addicting so that we're not nourishing our bodies, so we're always hungry, and we always want the food. Right? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and you know, Sam, the other thing is that so many people don't know, okay? It's so sad. We spend a lot of time in our practice. I mean, in addition to doing all the testing that we do and, you know, trying to, you know, help people with the current issue that they come in with, as we spend a lot of time educating, and people don't know. When we talk to them about what are you drinking every day? Are you drinking water? No, but I'm drinking a six-pack of diet soda, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, you know, and they don't understand. I mean, you know, they think that because they're drinking something diet that it's good for them, that it's all right. When, you know, these sodas that are filled with these diet, with artificial sugars and all of these chemicals, they're so bad for you. They're so bad. I mean, you know, there's plenty of information out there talking about the adverse effects of these sodas, you know, people getting cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure. I mean, they're just so bad. And people don't know, you know, when we tell them, look, I'd rather you be drinking a regular Coca-Cola than a Diet Coke. And you know, ultimately my goal is to get you off the soda, okay? Because this is just poison that you're putting into your body. And you know, people look at us like, really? I thought I was hydrating. So people don't know. A lot of people don't. I mean, a lot of people do know, but there are a lot that don't. And so we're just like really passionate and dedicated to like just educating our patients and anyone that comes in through our doors. I mean, you don't have to be a patient. You don't have to be a patient. People are finding us because of the podcast, and they're going to our website, and we're just trying to educate. However we can educate, we send out a newsletter every couple weeks. You know, our podcast, all that stuff is free, and it's just us wanting to educate people.
Yeah. So, okay, you scared the bejesus out of me. I'm listening to the podcast. You got me concerned now that I'm going to die tomorrow. And a serious note, though, I want to make a change, but I'm out of shape. I'm tired. The thought of the pain of moving forward scares me more than the pain of staying where I'm at. I know, I get it. I hear it. I hear a passion in your voice. What can I do to make significant changes in my body? What are some simple things I can do to get more energy in the next 30 days? Like, I mean, what, really, I want to be your next success story, but I can't go from 0 to 60 right away. What are some simple things I can do to turn my life around right away?
No, and that was something I was going to say while Liz was talking. One of the biggest things we try to explain or teach people is to take baby steps, okay? Because everybody's in so deep that you can't just come out of it like this overnight, right? It's got to be very methodical, and you have to put together a plan for yourself. You've got to say, okay, let's say from a fast food standpoint, right? Let's say you're eating fast food once a day. Just try to go to every other day, right? And try to do that for a little while, and then go to every third day and do that for a little while, right? Like, so slowly take yourself out of the bad habits and then slowly start incorporating new habits. So like she mentioned water. Water is the thing that makes the biggest impact on people. So if somebody wants to do something easy to get well, is to just start drinking more water. If you're only drinking 8 ounces of water a day, bump it up to 16 ounces, right? Do that for 2, 3, 4 weeks. When that gets really easy, bump it up to 24 ounces a day. When that gets really easy, bump it up to 32 ounces a day, okay? The goal is you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces per day, okay? So for me, I weigh about 130 pounds, so I should be drinking about 60 to 65 ounces of water per day, Okay. Now, just by doing that and by maybe taking a, maybe slowing down on a bad habit, you're going to see changes, okay, pretty quickly. And those changes will help hopefully motivate you to keep going, right, and keep learning and keep, okay, what's the next thing that I should do? What's the next thing that I should slow down on, and what's the other thing that I should pick up on, okay? But we have to teach people in baby steps, because there's so many things that we're doing that are affecting us, and we're so addicted to those things. So it's got to be very slow and very methodical.
Yeah, that's good, because I think people can relate to that. You know, because we get intimidated and, you know, we feel not as worthy, or our self-esteem, it actually has the opposite impact. You go on YouTube or you see on Facebook, everybody's smiling, everybody's in great shape, and I did it in 30 days and lost all this weight. You can too. But then you're thinking, I'm not like that. I'm a single mom. I got four kids. I'm working two jobs. I know I eat bad. I know I don't exercise, but I don't need to feel worse about that. I want to be able to take baby steps and gradually move towards. Nobody wants to be broke. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to be, you know, anything, but it's very difficult to get moving and create momentum when you've been doing it for so long. So I think what you guys are teaching, even with the supplements, again, we're talking to Tina and Liz from drlizcruz.com, drlizcruz.com. You can also check her out on Facebook, Dr. Liz Cruz. Let them know, you know, when you contact them. Let them know you heard them on the podcast. Just send them an email as well. Contact them through their website. Let them know you want to get better. You know, my personal recommendation for these two as well, because we have a lot of fun, we joke a lot, but in the serious nature, your health is really all you have. I mean, how sad is it, guys, to see people that are kind of checked out and they've given up and they've resigned, you know?
We have all the time. There'll be a 50-year-old sitting in the chair in the office, and they're so sick. They're on so many medicines, and they're looking at me like, I'm done. And they're 50 years old. Okay, this is somebody who should easily have 30, maybe 40 more years left in their life, okay? And they've checked out because they're so sick. And I tell them all the time, it's never too late to turn the body around. Never too late, okay? But you have to want it enough. You have to have a big enough why if you're that sick. You know, the less sick you are, the easier it is to turn the body around, right? The more sick you are, the more medicines you're on, the harder it is, the longer it takes, but you can still do it, but you have to be dedicated to it.
That's right. And, you know, I just want to say, I mean, you know, Tina was just saying that when we started this, I mean, you know, we were taking our little son out to McDonald's while she was taking him every Friday. I mean, look, there were a lot of things that we changed. But I want to say that it took us 2 years to transition, 2 years to transition some of the stuff that we were doing and eating, and, you know, so it's not like we did it overnight. I mean, like Tina says, baby steps. And no, look, we tell our patients, our clients that you know, that find us and come to us, we tell them, look, it's not your fault. It's our society. It's what our country has allowed to happen. And so we just want to try to educate and help people, and always in baby steps, all right? Simple stuff like what Tina just said, you know, start out with the water and just make just little modifications, because if you try to do it all at once, you'll stop doing it because it's just too much.
Yeah, you'll get frustrated and you won't do it anymore, you know?
Yeah. No, that's great. I mean, look, we can all get healthy. We can all start where we are right now. I mean, literally right now.
And if people need support and guidance, I mean, that's what we're here for, okay? If they don't know where to start, they don't know what to do, that's why we created what we created, okay? So, you know, they can go to our website. We're getting ready to actually update the website. There's going to be a link for a free 20-minute phone consult. But if you want that, you know, before the website's updated, I mean, you can always just go and email us on the website, even support@drlizcruz.com, and we'll do a consult with you over the phone, and we'll help guide you on where to get started.
Where do you see you guys going now in the next 3 to 5 years? Like, what's your vision?
My goodness.
Oh,
it's, yeah. you know, right now we're really focused right where we're at here in Phoenix. And, but our goal is to take it out of our office and, you know, I mean, our goal is to go nationwide, hopefully someday international. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we feel that we've got a message that people need to hear.
Well, we've got a process that people are really loving, and I think it's worth spreading, you know, whether that's nationwide or worldwide. But, you know, taking this Dr. Liz Cruz experience, right, from start to finish, whether you want to be a patient or not and go through that part of the process, or just get plugged in as a client and just try to get better from not only a digestive standpoint but also an overall body standpoint, and just take that model and roll it out nationwide. You know, put little Dr. Liz Cruz centers all across the country, giving people the opportunity to say yes to a more natural way of healing, right, versus medicine all the time.
Yeah. I think, look, you're right, man. I love the vision, though, because, you know, it started out with Liz wanting to escape just, you know, the day-to-day of being an MD. You know, because a lot of people go, they think, oh, geez, I want to be a doctor. Is it different being an MD today than it was 25 years ago, Liz?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really sad to see what's happened with medicine. And, you know, it's not the glamorous, you know, view that everybody has, unfortunately. I mean, look, I love being a physician, because I love helping people and I want to help people. And, you know, I'm probably, that's just always been inside of me. And I think that was one of the reasons why I went to Tina, you know, several years ago, because I just felt frustrated. I felt like, sure, I was doing all these procedures and tests and prescribing medicine like candy, but people were still coming back not feeling well. And that just really hit me and broke my heart. And I was trying to figure out, what can I do? I don't want to just say, well, hey, listen, I've done everything. I've run all the tests. I've prescribed everything I can. I don't know what's wrong with you. Go find, you know, there's nothing more I can do. I have never said that to anyone. I don't think that is even in my vocabulary to say something like that to anyone. And so it's been a journey, but it's sad to see what's happened with medicine. I mean, I think everybody can see medicine has changed. You know, it's not just us doctors that are in the field itself, but even, you know, the patients, the consumers. I mean, it's changed. The health insurance industry, everything's changed, and unfortunately and sadly, not in the right direction.
Yeah, and there's always been this vision for her of, you know, not selling out. You know, this idea of, I don't want to go work for a hospital. I don't want to go work in a big group and kind of be told what to do, especially after we started all this wellness stuff, okay? Once we got into that and we got really passionate about it, if we sold out and we went into a hospital system or we went into a big group, they're not going to understand. They're not going to want that. They're going to say, no, you can't do that, right? We've come too far in this to turn back now, okay? So we're like these lone wolves in medicine right now, and if we want to grow this, it's going to have to be through the grace of God and our own passion and will to do it. And honestly, we're trying as much as we can to build a business that's not based on insurance anymore. That's the bottom line. You know, insurance has been made medicine very difficult for physicians and patients, and it's only getting worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And we've got to try to move this model to a model where insurance companies aren't controlling the situation.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, look, what you guys did, you took a problem, you found a solution, and you didn't ask for that problem to go away. You asked for you to get better, you know? And we talked about the enemy attacking. I did a podcast yesterday about my site going down and getting blacklisted and all off Google, and forced me to do a lot of stuff yesterday that I had to get better. Just had to get better. You guys have been hit with just a lot of, we won't get into it because it's not about, you know, my problems are greater than your problems, but understand, safe to say that over the last 6 months to 8 months, you guys have had a few challenges come up.
I would say over the course of the last 4 years, Sam, but yes. It's been a very difficult journey. This whole thing has not been easy, okay? I tell Liz too all the time, I feel like the more people we help, the more the enemy comes at us, okay?
Yeah.
And we're not stopping. I wish the enemy would just give up and realize that we're not stopping and that we're going to take this thing to completion, because we've got God behind us and that's all we need. That's the bottom line.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I agree 100%. I still find it almost, I don't, you know, I've done this. I challenge other people to do this, and it's not a plug for coaching, but you guys were not like rolling in a bed of $100 bills when you brought me on board to coach you. And it was counterintuitive how most people think. Look, we're struggling. Mm-hmm. We're getting hit. The enemy's attacking. You know, business or, you know, revenues are down. Oh, so let's go, you know, let's go spend close to 10 grand and bring Sam Crowley on board to teach us how to speak. What was going through your mind at that point?
We have always, no matter how broke we've been, Sam, we have always said we have to put money toward coaching, okay? Because I've learned over the years and in my business experience that we have to be connected with somebody who has more knowledge, more experience, is smarter than us, that can help lead us, okay, or challenge us too. Keep us accountable, right? I mean, we're two people. We keep each other accountable, but we're also together, right? So it's hard because I think sometimes our brain has become one in some cases. And it's hard when you're just two people sitting in a room trying to come up with ideas, right? Like at some point, the ideas are they hit a wall because we can only come up with ideas based on our experiences, okay? When you bring a coach into the fold and you start being challenged by a coach and their ideas and they are helping guide you based on their experience, they open up a whole new realm of possibilities that we would have never even considered with just the two of us sitting in a room. So we know the value of coaching. At the time, we had a coach, and we were kind of winding things down with that coach based on some work we were doing. And so it made sense when Liz came to me and said, man, can we coach with Sam? I said, you know what, let's wrap up this other coaching and then we'll shift our dollars, our coaching dollars, over to Sam, right? Because we know the value and we know that we have to invest in ourselves, in our business.
That's right. And Sam, you know, and for those of you listening out there, Sam and I did not have a conversation about this before this. I'm just saying this out of my heart, but it was a no-brainer, Sam, to coach with you, to come on and have you as our coach. I mean, it did not matter what the cost was. It was a no-brainer because, you know, your energy and your dedication and your passion for what you do, I mean, it's just it was something that we desperately needed, okay? And the nice thing is, you know, what we're doing is in medicine, in the healthcare field, okay? Which, you know, you're not in the healthcare field, but the point is that what you do can be applied to anything.
Transcends.
It just transcends. And so it was a no-brainer to come on with you, Sam.
Yeah, hey, look, the feeling's mutual. I appreciate that. You're right. We didn't have a call, and I appreciate the nice compliments, but it wasn't like we set it up. I was just curious as far as, you know, always stretching yourself. You guys are always stretching yourself, and I can tell why you've been such a great client of mine and why you've had success is because you never stop. It's not like you guys stop and say, well, we can't go through that because there's a barrier there. You know, you go around it or you guys just plod through it. I mean, it's really been amazing to watch you over going on 6 months now, working with you guys, being able to catch up with you on a regular basis to see what you're doing because you've grown. I mean, I don't know how much you can see it because sometimes when you're in the frame, it's difficult to see the picture. But, wow, looking at it from an outsider, you guys have really grown from marketers to speakers and trainers and what you're doing out there in the marketplace. And I think it gives a lot of people hope because not everybody's a marketer, you know, not everybody has that talent, but you're living proof that you can learn it. And if you do it regularly, repetition decreases resistance. You know, you get really good at it. And from a health perspective, at some point, we're all going to be met with that. We're either going to look back and regret and say, God, I wish I would have taken care of it. I remember Mickey Mantle, the great Mickey Mantle, saying, had I known that I was doing this much damage to my body, I would have never done it. I mean, here's one of the greatest athletes in the history of the United States in baseball for one of the most famous teams, the New York Yankees, who died in his early 60s from just abusing his body. And, well, hey, look, whether it's alcohol, whether it's fast food, whatever it is, wouldn't you guys agree? I mean, it's never too late to turn that around. You can rebuild your body.
That's exactly right.
You know? So, hey, congratulations. We'll end the podcast here. I just want to congratulate you guys once again. You've given hope to entrepreneurs out there who want to start with just their message and get it out there, whether it's podcasting, speaking, just a simple website. You created products around your intellectual property. You're getting up at 5:30 in the morning for coaching calls. It's just been wild. Any closing thoughts from either one of you guys? You don't have to, but if I'll turn it back over to you for the last word. Anything you want to leave the listeners with relative to their health moving forward?
We just want to thank you, Sam, for being there for us and as a great coach and putting us on the podcast. You know, this is a big thing for us, you know, to get this message outside of the four walls of our practice, because we want to change the world. And the only way to change the world is to get the message out there and to teach people so that they can turn around and teach people. Okay? There's only two of us, so we've got to educate enough so that everybody can start educating everybody else.
Beautiful. Well said. Well said. Everybody, make sure you head on over to drlizcruz.com, D-R-L-I-Z, Cruz, D-R-U-Z, drlizcruz.com. Check them out, whether it's for their supplements or whether it's for their plan, their program. Always just to get educated, get on their newsletter, and be sure to visit them on Facebook as well. They're just a reservoir of great information. Ladies, I will be in touch with you soon on our next call, but thanks so much for coming on board the podcast.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.